Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we go. And with the 20th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Troy Fatanu, tackle, Washington.
There you go.
The man announcing the pick wants to win right now. How many years does Cam Hayward have left? So he wants this offense to put up some points. They could have drafted a wide receiver, Brian Thomas Jr., that would have helped with that. You can also protect your new quarterback or quarterbacks. Guys that take a lot of sacks, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and the Steelers have done just that with a guy that can come in, you would think, and play right away in Troy Fa'atanu. 27 starts at tackle, 2,000 snaps at the position, the best offensive lineman on the best offensive line in college football last year that garnered the Joe Moore Award. This is a guy who's not super young. He's going to be 24 when the season starts. He's ready to go right now. Plug and play. Protect your quarterbacks. How are you feeling about it, Pittsburgh? 412-928-9370. Dorn and I give the pick an A. This isn't hyperbole. This isn't homerism. You look around the national media, a lot of guys think that the Steelers hit this one out of the park. But we want to hear from you. We'll move aside. 412-928-9370. If we're looking, Doran, for a couple of the drawbacks, a couple of the quote-unquote red flags, here's what they'd be. Knee issues, not dissimilar to what Darnell Washington's dealt with. Something that is a little bit concerning, but the Steelers, they went to his pro day. The Steelers had him in for a visit, so obviously he clears their medicals. The other thing that I think we can put to bed right now is the height issue. Oh, he's too short to play tackle. What do you think's more important? Arm length or height for an offensive tackle?
Arm length.
Fa'atanu's arm length, 34.5 inches. Joe Alt, who went top 10, tackle from Notre Dame, got shorter arms than Fa'atanu. Talese Fuaga's arm length, 33 inches long and change. So Fa'atanu's got longer arms. Fa'atanu's got slightly shorter arms than Broderick Jones, who everyone thought was a home run pick last year. So even the biggest naysayers who think he profiles more as a guard, Doran, I don't think they really have a leg to stand on here.
No, they don't. Sometimes you just have to put the film on. That's what Mike Tomlin said. And sometimes you just do. And I'm watching a clip of Fa'atanu right now of just kind of kick sliding back like he's going to pass protect and then just taking the legs out of a defensive end. I mean, looks incredibly athletic. So the height, who cares? Who cares? Arm length and feet is what you need for the tackle position and, you know, a little bit of girth, but he has all that. And he has the toughness and he has the mentality to go out there and play that position. So, then you talk about the knee issue. And Darnell Washington has experienced the same thing, but Darnell Washington's out there running routes. That's more of an issue than whenever you're kick sliding or you're blocking down. Like, that's whenever those knee issues do come into play. That's why I've called for Darnell Washington to be a tackle, to gain some weight and play tackle, because he could probably save years on his career doing that without running the routes, cutting, getting in and out of breaks, going left, going right, sitting down, doing all that stuff that is so much stress on the knee for Fuatanu, they obviously did their medical research on them, and they checked him out. He's obviously fine, so I wouldn't worry about that, and I wouldn't worry about the height. I mean, he's, what, 6'3", and a half, 6'4"? That's tall enough. Who cares?
Yeah.
What's Dan Moore Jr.? 6'4"?
I'd have to go and look, but yeah. I mean, I'm trying to mentally block him out of my mind in a way that he wouldn't be able to block me out of his mind because he can't block. Bang! Gratuitous?
You're on it.
Gratuitous?
On it.
Not fair, but I did it anyway. Dan Moore Jr., welcome to life as a swing tackle in the NFL. It's another reason why I love this pick so much for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but do you? The phone line's not quite exploding the way that I thought that they would. I know there's a bajillion people out there listening because you did last night. You have all week. You have for a long time listened to us. Our ratings are through the roof. I know you're out there. Are you only going to call in when they do something you don't like? Right. Is that what's happening? Is the silence on the phone lines telling me that everybody loves this? If that's the case, fine. But would you have rather maybe seen them take Quinion Mitchell or Brian Thomas Jr. or Graham Barton or Tyler Guyton or Zach Frazier or Jackson Powers Johnson? All those guys were still on the board. If you wanted one of those guys instead, give us a call too at 412-928-9370, and we're asking you to grade the pick. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We do go to the phone lines. Who do you think's first up, Doran?
Angela.
What up, Angela? You put your palm malls down?
Oh, my God. My head's a little fuzzy today, man. But
were you drinking those fuzzy navels last night, Angela?
No, I don't do that frou-frou stuff. I go right for the shots and beers. I don't do none of that.
So you were doing shot and a beer last night, and when the Steelers...
Unfortunately.
So when Cam Hayward announces the pick, and it's Troy Fa'atanu, drunk Angela's thinking what?
I am thinking that Cincinnati thought they were sticking it to us, but they didn't. So, because they picked Mims. I definitely think it's an A. The only thing in general that I have an issue with, and not necessarily against Fa'atanu, but sometimes when you get a guy that has position flexibility, quote unquote, he could be decent at both or whatever positions he can do, but he's not a stud. He's not strong. I'm leery of position flexibility, but this guy definitely is a stud, and from what I understand, he's a leader in the locker room, and
seems like a great guy, Angela.
Yeah, I think so too.
And last thing here for you, as I feel like I'm interviewing Angela from Beachview, you want him to start at left tackle or right tackle?
I'd say put Jones back at left tackle and put this kid at right tackle.
Thank you, Angela.
He's got to do it now. Take care, guys.
Get a little hair of the dog in you this morning.
Can we get her?
That's where I'm headed now.
Angela, real quick, can we get you in here one day and come into the studio and do an hour with us?
I've done it. I did that a long time ago when Greg Giannotti was there.
Nice. There we go. Yeah. She knows what she's talking about.
Thank you, Angela.
She knows exactly what she's talking about. She nailed that. With the position flexibility talk.
I agree in philosophy with what she said. This isn't like they're taking a guy and going to play him completely out of position. Like, oh, the position flexibility, let's take him and put him somewhere where he has never really played. It's not
That's
like
what she's saying, though.
It's not the Graham Barton thing.
Right, she's saying that she's not really big with the position flexibility, but he is a stud and can play the tackle spot, even though he has position flexibility.
Yeah.
That's what I took from it.
Well, and a lot of these draft picks last night were saying, oh, he could play center if you wanted him to. Now, I'm not doing that. I think you'd be moving a guy out of where he's most comfortable and was elite at. And that's what it is for me. While he's got that position flexibility, which is a plus if a guy goes down, you could, in a pinch, move him inside. And then you've got Dan Moore Jr., who you could bump back outside, right? Like, I like that. But he's been a tackle. Don't try to force him into a different spot. Don't do square peg and round hole. And it doesn't sound like they're going to do that. Mike Tomlin said yesterday that he's a tackle. Simon in Syracuse. Hey, Simon.
Hey, guys. I saw a tweet last night that said maturing is being excited when your team drafts an offensive lineman. And that's where I'm at right now. Love the pick. Love the flexibility. Love that we don't have to deal with Dan Moore. I think we stick him on right. Broderick over to left. Hopefully we can get JPJ here. Maybe we have to trade up for it, but I like where we're at.
Simon, thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to tease ahead. At 7:35, we'll talk about what we think the Steelers could do today, and maybe Jackson Powers Johnson does factor into their plans. I like the point that he makes, though, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you get Like back in the day, it was, oh, man, the Steeler, and this was a great pick, but you got Troy Polamalu, and he's flashy, and he's fun, or you think about, I don't know, Santonio Holmes, and you watch his highlights, and you go, oh, my God, these skill position guys. This is Pittsburgh, man. This is blue-collar tan, and you get an offensive lineman for the second year in a row, and it gets people jacked up.
Well, I mean, this is Andy Weidel and what he did in Philadelphia, and Donnie brought that up yesterday. And, you know, Andy Weidel kind of just, you know, restructured that offensive line, and he knows where it starts, and that's where all football starts. I don't care if you're 6 years old. I don't care if you're, you know, Fahad Tanu, who's, what, 20, going to be 24 when the season starts. It all starts up front, and you've really nailed that. And I've kind of gone the other way. I've put my receiver, skill player helmet back on and was like, yeah, you need to score points. But, you know, you're absolutely right. It does start up front, and these quarterbacks and these running backs need it protected, and the running backs need guys to be moved.
See, so you've matured. Holes. You've matured just overnight. Yeah,
I've been mature. I just ignored it. I wanted to ignore it because, you know, I don't know. I usually would go up front. I love the Hogs up front, and I know that it does start there. Just playing next to them, knowing that they have to be on the same page and knowing what it takes to have to block some guys, especially in the NFL, like Myles Garrett, like T.J. Watt. You need a Fahad Tanu. You need a Broderick Jones if you want to win, to be able to go in there and be like, we don't have to keep a tight end in to block Myles Garrett.
We believe in our five.
Yes. Now that's a whole – your game plan – everything. Your approach is different. Last year, they needed to keep Darnell Washington in at times. They needed to keep, you know, they needed a chip block with Jaylen Warren at times. Now, if you're comfortable with your tackles, you can do so many other things. They don't have to chip. You don't have to waste time. They can get out in the route. Mm-hmm. They can get on the linebacker. They can do this. They can do, I mean, it changes the whole philosophy of an offense whenever you have the edges protected.
And when you think about Troy Fa'atano, he's a better pass blocker at this point, according to PFF, and if you just watch the film, then he is a run blocker, but he is still nasty and he can get out in space quick.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that a lot of folks who are really invested and have watched hours and hours of tape on this guy will say is he'll get out in the screen game too and he'll just blow your ass up. He'll be on the second level like that.
I just watched the clip of it and it's pretty unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look at you, YouTube scouting too, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here, I'll send it to you.
Can I say something real quick too about last night's coverage?
Sure.
I thought Donnie Football was a damn star.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
He's so prepared. Mm-hmm. He was so good on the coverage last night.
Really
a lot
good.
Of people were texting that in. Someone also texted in, Doran, that they just watched the web stream for the first time. And they texted in and said, man, the way Crowley's talked about Doran, I thought he'd be better looking.
Dang.
They said still hot, but we thought he'd be better looking.
Nice.
It's unbelievable. Mm. We want to hear from you at 412. I'm trying to take your confidence down a peg.
Yeah, I see that.
412-928-9370. The phone lines have lit up. We'll tell you what we think they could do, what they should do coming up in round two and beyond at 735. But we're going to take your calls coming up next. Grade the pick, 412-928-9370.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Texter, great job last night. I was literally watching every outlet, and you guys had all the picks first. That's a credit to Doran. Even when you went to break and when Doran's guy took a break, Love that you guys laughed and made fun of Hazlitt big timing the coverage. I'm not sure that's what happened. He probably told our bosses he couldn't do it, but he didn't show up. And we had been teasing for 2 weeks that Jim Hazlitt was going to be here, and he wasn't.
I was anxious to meet him.
Me too.
My dad, ever since I was little, he always told me a story. Whenever we would watch football games and Hazlitt was coaching for the Saints, he's like, that guy right there hit me the hardest I've ever been hit in my life. Going across the middle took the wind out of me. He played at Avalon. My dad played at Cornell, and they played against each other. And I've always wanted to meet him since then.
He is supposed to be a no-nonsense, nonsense, hard-nosed, tough guy. And I was anxious to meet him, and we didn't get to do that. But beauty is in the eye of the beholder. There would have been six people in here. And we needed room to, spread our wings. Zeiss came in. He brought chicken wings from Archie, so we'd like to thank Archie for hooking us up last night. Best wings in town. An absolute blast. Archie, one of the real ones out there, man. One of the best guys out there. Okay, what do you think about this pick? Troy Fa'atanu goes to the Steelers, 20th overall, the offensive tackle from Washington. Dorn and I have it graded as an A. There were good players on the board, but they address a position of need. With a guy that was mocked, a guy that was projected to get drafted well ahead of where the Steelers selected 20th overall. Coming up in 12 minutes, we're going to get into who's still available and what the Steelers could do today. But we're reacting right now. Let's go to Jersey Bill in New Jersey.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
I give the grade of an A on the pick. I met you guys last year in Morgantown. Crowley signed my helmet, and I gave Dorn a quarter.
Oh, yeah. You're the guy who gave the corner.
So we
could throw it at Jamie Dixon.
Yeah, I'm the blue guy down there.
So I love it.
What I want today, and hear me out and just sit where you're at, all you got to do is turn on the tape for the Baylor game and watch Zach Frazier, and that's all I'm going to say.
I normally, my man, and thank you so much for calling. Happy to hear you're doing great, man. Be good out there. I'm wearing my West Virginia sweatshirt today. Not that I wouldn't be otherwise, but I did it to prove a point. I do want Zach Frazier today. But we'll get into that coming up in about 10 minutes. You were going to say something. No, you can say it. Just say
it.
Well,
obviously, we have our allegiances in, West Virginia, Pitt, whether you're Penn State, and, you root for your teams and you have a lot of passion. But that goes out the window for me whenever it's the NFL. And whenever a player from either school, I don't care if it's Penn State, I don't care if it's West Virginia, I don't care if it's Pitt, it goes out the window. I've had a lot of great teammates that were West Virginia players, had a lot of great teammates that were Penn State players.
And and Steve Slayton were tight, right?
Really close. I mean, and Pat White, too. I mean, that's just kind of how it is. But I will say this. Zach Frazier's a dog.
Dog.
He's a dog. And he's one of the best centers, obviously, in this draft. And if the Steelers figure out a way to get him, and he falls to them, and they kind of do the same situation that they did last night today, that's a 10-year guy. I mean, he's a foxhole guy. I mean, he had a broken leg, and he basically finished the play. I mean, that's a guy that will be here for a long time. That is an absolute surefire pick if they end up getting him. He's a fantastic football player.
Doran, did you shower last night or this morning or both?
Both.
You showered last night and this morning?
I always do.
We took that call from our guy there that we met in Morgantown, and then I tried to think it, but it came out of my mouth. I reek.
You didn't shower?
I did not.
Last night?
No.
This morning?
No. I went home, I went to bed, and then I woke up this morning. Usually I shower now. I've shifted things into the morning. I really smell, and I changed deodorants based on necessity. I got Old Spice from a drugstore, or from a convenience store on the way into work one of these days. I smell like... I smell really bad.
I'm glad that
I smell really bad.
I'm glad I don't smell you.
I didn't even change my undershirt. I'm wearing the same undershirt from last night.
I kind of got
the underpants did change, however.
I had an odor in here a little bit. I think it was from you coming in. Now that I think about it.
It's me.
I wouldn't have expected that from you.
I will admit that.
Is it like the Campbell soup onion smell? Like the BO?
Yeah, it's straight BO. I'll let you get a whiff.
No, I'll throw up.
Coming up during the break. I am embarrassed. I hope I don't have to talk to anyone important today besides you guys. Michael in West Virginia next up on the show. Hey, Michael.
Hello.
Michael!
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, man?
I was trying to answer a question that was on the radio this morning.
Yeah, sure. What you got?
Is it talking to strangers?
I think you've called the wrong radio station.
Is it 93.7?
Yeah, what are you talking about talking to strangers for?
There was a question on there this morning about what does your mom tell you not to do, but technology makes it where you do it every day now or something like that?
Ah, Michael. Michael from West Virginia just fitting the stereotypes.
What?
I think he's trying to call 100.7 Star, our sister station from down the hall. They probably asked one of their hokey morning show questions. Hey, what's your mom tell you not to do?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Couldn't he have been from Oakland?
Your cousin.
Couldn't he have been from Pitt?
Nope.
Why can't you be a Pitt guy, Michael? Michael!
I just gave all the credit to a West Virginia guy, like your cousin calls, and he, you know, just not making any sense.
Why you gotta do that to me, Michael? And then he did. I'm on radio. Damn it, Michael! Let's go to Sean in Imperial. Sean, I hope you're a Pitt fan and you say something stupid.
Imperial's the place to be. That's where I grew up, so this person's going to be
Doran,
smart.
This is Harvey from Imperial.
What's up?
What's going on, guys? Let's get this back on the tracks. And I wasn't going to bring this up, but since that one texter said Doran isn't very handsome and we got the West Virginia Pitt going back and forth, just do a little Meg Bulger Google real quick. And
get
see what
out of here, like. Sean. We're not doing that today.
This is Callis' fault. He's supposed to screen the calls. That's his job. That's two in a row. Come on. Callis, what are you doing?
I love the man. I love Sean, who's actually named Harvey, who says, let me get this thing back on track. Why don't you Google Meg Bulger?
Yeah.
Love you, Meg.
He said something about the draft. That guy did. Michael, I was typing in something into my computer.
Hey, Bob. Let's go to David in Bethel Park. Save the segment. What do you think about Troy Fa'atanu?
A-plus, guys. A-plus. First and foremost, love the show. The trio that you guys put together every morning is fantabulous, man. And the inside-the-helmet look that my man gives here every morning is a beautiful thing, man. I think it's a beautiful call that we made last night. But I do want to see Frazier here. And what about Cooper DeJean, man? Come on. I need to see these guys reach out to Cooper.
Yeah, he's a lunch pail guy. First
try
in,
hard.
Last out, try hard, a real gym class hero, that Cooper DeJean.
I'm not joking when I say this, but I do think he's going to profile as a safety. I'm not joking. Whenever I say this, I feel like teams are going to play him at safety.
Why you got to do that, man?
I'm just saying.
Why you got
to
do that?
I would love for him to play corner.
You know,
that's a dream, though. You know, you line up receiver and you see a Cooper DeJean out there, and you're just like, oh, all right, let's go.
You're saying it's a dream as the wide receiver.
Yeah. The Steelers draft Cooper DeJean, play him at corner opposite Joey Porter Jr. Jamar Chase goes out there. He's like, oh.
I'll take that one. Where you want to line up today, Jamar?
Oh, I'm kidding. He's a fantastic football player. I'm just joking.
I haven't really been looking at his comps. I bet you the draft Knicks are all doing the white guy thing, though.
Absolutely.
Like, it's not like, oh, you know what? He's the next Nnamdi Asomugha. I don't think you're getting
Bailey.
A lot of that. Yeah. We got Champ Bailey 2.0 over here. All right. When we come back, good players still available. And good players at positions of need, obviously, still available. What should the Steelers do today? What will the Steelers do today? That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Couple things real quick before we tell you what the Steelers should do in round two tonight. Tony Caridi, the voice of West Virginia Athletics, his brother was just here.
Right, yeah.
Hey, I just took a picture with him. What's up, man?
What were they doing here?
Joe Caridi, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Didn't ask.
He was with his daughter.
Yeah, you know what? His daughter's doing, she's singing a song over there on 100.7 Star. She's a local musician.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. And then the text that you got is actually way cooler because you're unbelievable. Doran, if you were listening to our 93.7 The Fan draft special last night, you know that Doran, he gets the picks before any of the media guys out there. He is the first guy, not Rappaport, not Schefter. No, Doran Dickerson is first. You just got texted by an NFL executive that said you had the picks before they do.
Yes. Yes, from a big-time team, obviously. All the teams are big-time, but a big-time team in the NFL. This is an assistant, maybe, to a high-level position. And they were like, I'm on to you. Your source is either here or here, and you had the picks before we had it in our system. So
that's pretty cool, man.
And you know what? All of our listeners had the picks, too, before they had it in their system.
Yeah, you didn't do it for personal gain. It was all for the listeners.
What am I going to gain out of it?
You're getting hired in the front office. Yeah, you should text that guy back.
No, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, like, yeah, double my salary.
Contract.
I'm coming out there.
Contract, we could draft DeGene.
Stop it. We can't do that again. If we start talking about Iowa cornerback Cooper DeGene, we're never going to get out of it again. But speaking of Iowa cornerback Cooper DeGene, I've seen in most places he's listed as the number one best player available today. And then Alabama corner Kool-Aid McKistry, Mizzou corner Ennis Rakestraw, Illinois defensive tackle. Why? His last name's Newton. You got Texas wide receiver Adonai Mitchell, Edgerrin Cooper, the Texas A&M linebacker, Georgia wide receiver Ladd McConkey. You like him, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the centers. Oregon center Jackson Powers Johnson, West Virginia center Zach Frazier. Now, there are a couple of teams that are going to pick ahead of the Steelers. Steelers go 51st overall tonight. The Chargers and the Panthers are two teams that need centers. So if I'm the Steelers, I'm thinking about leaping ahead of them. If the Chargers take one at 37, I try to leap ahead the Panthers at 39, and I try to get the remaining center.
I think the Chargers are going to take a receiver. It's for conversation. I feel like they just have Johnson, the guy at TCU.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Keenan Allen's gone. I mean, Herbert needs weapons, and I know Harbaugh, he loves his weapons. So I think that they would take – if I'm playing the game, the chess game, Omar game, I would think that they would take a receiver before center.
If they take a receiver at 37, then you got the Titans, then you got the Panthers. I'm not going to go through every team that's mm-hmm. ahead of the Steelers, mm-hmm. but – I think you're feeling pretty good.
You're feeling good.
And not only are you getting these draft picks in before league executives, like we just said, you have a guy on the inside that sends you his projections every year who's generally spot on. And he said he had Zach Frazier going in round three, that he had Jackson Powers Johnson late round two, early round
yep.
three.
Yep.
I think there's a fighting chance that one of those guys is there at 51. Maybe both of those guys there at 51, but I also wouldn't fault them for trying to move up to get one of them either. And I could go
Absolutely.
Either way. Like, Jackson Powers Johnson's a really good player, man. He is. And I am absolutely biased. There's no question about this. But if the day two pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers is Zach Frazier, I think you just got a 10-year tackle and a 10-year center.
No doubt.
Now, you brought it up, the Baylor game. We had a caller who called up the Baylor game, the last game of the season for West Virginia. Zach Frazier, you know how the clock stops if you get a first down in college football at the end of games. Used to be all the time. Now it's at the end of games. Receiver catches the ball on a screen. He's going to get stopped 4 yards short of the first down marker. Zach Frazier, the center, picks the receiver up and tries to lurch him forward past the first down marker so that the clock stops. In the process of doing that, breaks his leg. Breaks his leg to the point where he needed surgery. instead of laying there, West Virginia didn't have a timeout. He had the mental thought, that's redundant. He had the smart thought to, instead of laying there, 10-second runoff, he drags his bones off the field.
Mm-hmm.
So the clock stopped because of, you got the first down. He gets off the field. He's hurt. They put the backup center in, and they're off and running. They come back from behind. They win the game. They don't do it with the 10-second runoff. There's like 9 seconds on the clock when they score the game-winning touchdown. They lose the game if not for Zach Frazier. He's smart. He's got the wrestling background. He's tough as nails. He never had injury problems before the broken leg. If you get a tackle in round one, which they did, and a center in round two, your offensive line is set, and he's a guy that can come in and start day one.
Yeah, and a tackle in round one that you trade up for last year. I mean, close your eyes and think about this. Zach Frazier at center, Fahad Tanu at right tackle, James Daniel, right guard, Sam Malu, left guard, Broderick Jones, left tackle. Oh, I mean, you know, we talk about it. Starts up front, the trenches. I mean, that is – and, you know, in majority, in at least, you know, obviously over half of them are young and will be here for a long time. So
right.
It's a – I really hope it does play out the way that we're talking right now, that he does fall. Or not fall, but he is there when Steelers pick, well, and they don't have to give away picks to go get him. I really hope
that's the best case scenario.
Yeah, just like last night.
Yeah, exactly. You get the player you want at a position of desperate need, frankly, because it's going to be Herbig, or I guess you can move Daniels to center, something you brought up last night. And if you wanted to, you could play Troy Fa'atanu at guard. But I mean, you could stabilize your offensive line in 2 days. In 2 days. And this offseason that I've been saying for a while now has been really good but not perfect because there's so many holes. You've cut your holes in half, and whenever you've upgraded the quarterback position and you've fortified a wall around them, that can lift the trajectory of a team, the ceiling of a team, so high. When your quarterback is better than last year and you're going to protect that guy,
mm-hmm.
It changes everything. And you've got a real living, breathing offensive coordinator now calling the plays, you would think. What do you want to see the Steelers do today in day two with pick 51? You want them to trade up for a center? Do you want to see them take a guy like Ladd McConkey? 412-928-9370. We'll take your thoughts on that. Coming up next, we look at what happened in the division. The Ravens and the Bengals both, I think, made pretty good picks. We'll tell you why.
Ooh, that smell. The smell of that surrounds you.
All right, point taken. Crowley smells today because he didn't take a shower after the draft coverage last night. Point for Nicholas Harry Callis. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. At the 50-minute mark of every hour, we're going to get into some of the national stories from the NFL draft. There are... We've been spending the entire morning talking about the Steelers, obviously, and we're going to do that the majority of the day, but that doesn't mean that other stuff didn't go on around the NFL. And I think that both Cincinnati and Baltimore, they did a really good job, both teams. You take a player that I would have liked to see the Steelers take. I like what the Steelers did better, actually, than Amarius Mims, but Cincinnati takes Mims at 18. That's a guy you'd think that they would have considered, Pittsburgh would have, at 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Ravens take Nate Wiggins, the corner out of Clemson, who's a really good player. I actually liked him. I don't know that I liked him more than the other corners, Doran. Don't make a face. My scouting. I don't know that I liked him more than the other corners, but I like the value.
Yeah.
Like, you get him later than you would have to take the kid out of Toledo. And so I would rather draft a guy at 30 from Clemson at corner than a guy at 22 from Toledo at corner.
Yeah. I mean, so if we ranked all three, what do you think is the best? Are they all even?
I think
Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Baltimore.
I'll go – for this year, I will go Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, because I think Mims is going to take some time to warm to the task. I mean, he only started 8 games at Georgia at tackle. I mean, my God, like he's not going to come in and be anything close to a finished product. I was also a little bit surprised they didn't go with a wide receiver, Dorm, but I think that tells you everything you need to know about T. Higgins. They're going to have him play out the year, at very least. So that's how I would order it. What about you?
I'm the same. I just think it's funny that I don't even think next year that the Cleveland Browns have a first-round pick. This year they don't, just because of Deshaun Watson, and they still don't have answers for him.
They built a good enough roster to get dragged to the postseason on the carcass of old Joe Flacco. That's a really good roster. It's a good head coach who won the coach of the year. But what they did to get Deshaun Watson is still one of the dumbest things ever. You know, people have said, look, they still made the playoffs. It's not that dumb. It's not that dumb because he hasn't crushed their salary cap to the point where they haven't been able to put good players out there. Okay, well, he hasn't been good. He hasn't stayed healthy. And more to the point, they don't have first-round picks.
Right.
Hey, we would love to go around the AFC North today and be able to say, oh, here's who Cleveland took. Nah, actually, we wouldn't like to do that. This is much better. They don't have a first-round pick. Stupid on their part.
Mm-hmm.
But if Cincinnati, let's say Cincinnati takes Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU, the guy with 17 touchdowns, that would have made me go, what's going on there with T. Higgins?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. They went with the guy who's going to, in their minds, hopefully protect Joe Burrow for the next decade plus. I think both teams did well.
Yeah.
Like Nate Wiggins would have been a guy that I would have liked for the Steelers, you know, in round two, even if they traded up into round two to get him. I really would have liked that. The Ravens do this every year. These teams, these organizations, they have such similar philosophies that almost every year the Ravens take a guy that you go, oh yeah, I could have seen that guy be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yep.
That's why their rivalry is as good as it is. Okay, coming up next, Brandon Ayuk still out there, but it might be his teammate that's now available, and something happened in last night's draft that is kind of telling us what could happen there. I think, you know, I can't tease right now, Doran. I mean, we're halfway through the show. I'm exhausted. I got Callis making fun of my BO.
Brandon Ayuk is out there. Debo Samuel is now rumored to be the favorite to be in a trade for San Francisco. They drafted Purcell out of Florida, who is a wide receiver, so that should be telling everybody that they are serious about trading either Debo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk, and that could be potential for the Steelers or even somebody like Buffalo. Coming up next.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet, sunchevy.com. Today, high 70, low 40.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.